Chapter 3. Link pay to profit and process, not stock price. During the 1980s, when a wave of junk bond-fueled acquisitions highlighted the gap between companies' low stock prices and their higher asset values, the phrase shareholder value became a Wall Street buzzword. Many investors felt that executives were not sufficiently concerned about investor returns and began clamoring for changes in how executives were compensated. So by the end of the 1990s, the compensation of most executives was tied directly to the value of their company's stock. The theory was that basing executives' pay on the stock price would focus the attention of the people running the company on better performance. But while there is a connection between a company's financial performance and its stock price, the connection isn't always that firm and clear. As a result, it turned out that executives were being compensated, or not compensated, for something that was essentially out of their control. There are certainly theories that connect a firm's financial performance to the way investors should value a company, but those theories relate the present value of future cash flows to the price investors should be willing to pay. And despite their best efforts, no executive can forecast accurately how much money any company is going to make in the future. Nor, for that matter, can executives control another factor critically important to the value of a firm's stock, the expectations of Wall Street analysts. If a company can exceed their expectations and raise its guidance for future growth, then the odds are strong that the stock will rise. But the instant a company reports quarterly results that are weaker than analysts are expecting, or lowers its growth forecasts, investors sell. If they ask questions, they ask them only later, after they have tanked the stock. Because managers can't control their company's stock price, Jim McNerney believes it is inappropriate to pay them based on stock price performance alone. Some executives may try to control stock prices. Executives at Enron and WorldCom were spurred to manipulate their company's financial results in order to boost their own personal net worth. But in the end, they killed the companies. So rather than compensate executives for things they can't control, McNerney ties compensation to what managers can control. He pays them to focus their efforts on the financial performance that's under their control and in the company's long-term interests.